You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
You know, we're just trying to bring you that upbeat variety that you need when you're getting your day started, especially Election Day 2016.
Yeah. So. America's upbeat today, Dom. Let's get it done and over with.
I think, you know, actually, I think America is upbeat because they know that the finish line is here. I say that.
Quite a buildup.
And then watch, this will be one of those things like, what was it, 2000 when we had the hanging chads and the Florida thing and the recount. And Bush and Gore. We could have another one of those today.
Very well could.
So we're all sitting here all excited that it's going to be over in about 12 to 15 hours, but
No, it's not because... Then, I mean, half the people are still going to be pissy and still be...
Well, there was this whole discussion that I was listening to about how no matter what, this country's going to be angry tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you know it.
There's going to be so much anger either way. And I don't know. I'm that person who looks... I've just gotten to the point now where I just sit back and just shake my head. Mm-hmm. So
just keep moving forward.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
So yeah, one of the news stations says their last political ad will air at 4:22 p.m. and the last presidential ad will air at 3:49. Woohoo!
That's when we pop bottles.
So they are doing their own countdown on
the
news stations.
Really good. Do you say you had a pollster come to your house? Well, no, it wouldn't be a pollster. It would have been
a minion.
Just a volunteer.
It's just a minion. She was in a little yellow jacket. Yeah, one of the volunteer political minions last night. It was like at 8:30 last night. We hear a boom, boom, boom on the front door, and both, you know, we're getting ready for bed. We'll hop up. I'm like, who's that knocking at the door at 8:30 when it's pitch black out? So I did a little peek over the little top window there in the door and peeked over, and this little cute little chick in her little yellow jacket with her clipboard gives me a wave like, I'm here to just talk about your vote. And I ignored her.
That's a little late.
I didn't. Have.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not answering the
door. That's a little late.
She looks sweet and innocent, but it's 8:30 at night and it's dark and I'm not answering the door.
I don't answer my door for anything, anytime, anyway.
Did you have your lights on and everything? Did your house look welcoming?
Yeah,
did
I mean, we had all the porch lights and stuff were on.
You got that motion sensor thing too that starts recording.
Stuff picked her up, so we were in here watching the video of her.
Did she look like she would be able to sway your vote? did she look like she had any power?
Like, for a split second, I was like, maybe I should answer and just jack with
her and say I haven't voted yet.
What do you think I should do?
Yeah, and just kind of
that would have been funny.
What kind of cash do you have on you right now?
And do you mind if I record this conversation? Right. What do you think I should do?
And how do the candidates feel about pets?
You could have just asked her about like some family
like exotic
issues,
animals. I'm looking to get some exotic animals.
I will vote for whomever is more likely to lower the price of peanut butter.
Right, exactly.
That kind of stuff.
I don't know.
She probably wasn't so much there to sway your vote. She was probably there to make sure that you could get to a polling place so that they could always then make a call and say, all right, this person at 1234 Main Street, needs a ride tomorrow.
I did feel bad that she waved at me and like gave me a big smile. And then she stood there for at least another 2 minutes. Like,
you know, that's my style.
Is this guy going to open the door?
Do you remember when I lived in Littleton and I had that window next to my front door that did not have blinds?
Yeah, big long one.
Yeah, and if somebody would ring the doorbell, I'd lean over and look and they'd wave through the window at me. And I'd just go back to what I was doing.
Not going
to
answer it.
I was told by people that I was very rude for doing that. But I'm like, if I don't know you and you're a solicitor ringing my doorbell, I'm under no obligation to come talk to you.
That's what Nicole's like. She's like, we need to answer the door. It's rude. I'm like, you don't need to answer your door for anybody, especially after 8 o'clock at night.
Make better choices.
Oh, we should answer it.
You think that those poor volunteers, those doorbell dingers, have got to go into this with a game plan of knowing that they're going to piss everybody off and that nobody wants to answer the door and that rejection is a big option.
That's so true. Yeah. They have to be the type of people who can handle rejection.
They have to go in with like their game face on, like, okay, no one's gonna like me, but I'm still gonna try.
It's almost
anyway.
Like phone like solicitor radio. People, you know, the people who have to do phone sales, they are the same kind of rough and tough people. They just cannot take it personally.
20 inches of thick skin.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Little minions.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened yesterday, and my wife went crazy at Michael's. Apparently there's some big coupon out right now. And
really?
She came home with like 5-6 bags full of Christmas decorations yesterday, you guys.
God bless her.
It's time. And we have bins and bins of Christmas decorations.
You think
a lot of that stuff.
It's got to be flip-flop. I thought we'd do all of our Christmas decoration shopping after,
after
the holiday.
After, when it's on clearance.
Because we get them for like 92% off.
No, she came home with a bunch of stuff. Oh,
how
my
how much?
God.
5 bags? Like how much? Like $60?
No, she spent over $200 at
Holy
Michael's in Christmas crap yesterday. I'm like...
How many bins of Christmas decorations do you need?
I will send you a picture. Like in our basement, underneath the stairs, it's just jam-packed full of Christmas stuff.
Yeah,
and there's stuff in the rafters
and
the
garage. So do you rotate it from year to year?
No. It all comes out.
All
Christmas vomits everywhere.
You cannot use it all.
Oh, we use it all,
there's
Dom.
Not, yeah, you, there should be no 3 inches of wall, of counter,
I hate
of wood,
it,
of anything. Because
it makes the house feel like really cluttered. And I'm kind of like that person who likes everything in its place. And it's just like...
You've got two kids,
garland
nothing's ever
explosion.
In its place.
Well, that's true. But my sister put her trees. My sister's got 7 trees at her house.
She's just like your mom.
She was sending me photos of the trees she put up yesterday.
Doesn't your mom have 7 trees?
She does. She's got a tree that stays up all year round too that changes for holidays.
Uh-huh. So many decorations.
Like so your sister put up one of hers.
Yeah. And it looks really nice. She's very Martha Stewart, my sister, with the decorating.
I want to put up my Christmas tree this weekend. I'm so excited because I have years and years of Christmas that are just coming out of me that I need to make up for.
No.
But
yeah.
It's tough when it's 70 degrees.
Now, your sister is single. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's cause and effect?
Yes, very much so.
With this, with 7 trees?
Yeah,
and...
I would never date a woman with that many ornaments.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a jolly guy out there for her.
No, I don't think so. No.
Is Santa single?
maybe
sit on Santa's lap, Jessica. Yes, that is a candy cane in my pocket. Well, you know.
Who wouldn't want a jolly girl filled with spirits?
She's filled with the Christmas spirit, you guys.
She's a catch.
She'll get all hopped up on eggnog.
Oh, God. She's not wearing, like, snowflake earrings right now or, like, any, like, jingle bell necklace or anything.
Take her to the back seat of your sleigh and...
Have your way.
Show her your Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. Unwrap that present.
Well... Well, Merry Christmas
Merry
to you,
Christmas
Jessica.
Merry Christmas to my horny sister.
Hope you have a great holiday.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.